Armed conflicts and climate change are fueling a global hunger crisis. Tens of millions of children under the age of 5 are malnourished. Pamela Watts of Rhode Island PBS Weekly introduces us to a woman on a mission to change that.
Our most basic need in life is food and nutrition. So without that, we really aren't setting children up for their best chance that they would have in life.
Giving a child a chance in life serves as the compass for Navin Salem. She's on a quest to end malnutrition for children around the globe under the age of 5. Her company, Edesia, named after the Roman goddess of food, manufactures these squeezed packets of a fortified peanut butter called Plumpy Nut. The nutrient-enriched paste doesn't need water or refrigeration and is easy for kids to feed themselves. It has been proven to take a child from the brink of starvation to salvation in just 6 to 8 weeks. Salem has traveled the world witnessing the results of Plumpy Nut firsthand.
They have to eat one packet in the clinic in order just to prove that they can eat it and they don't have complications. These children don't look anything like the ones that you just saw in the severe acute malnutrition space. They are already being interactive. They're laughing. They're playing with you.
What's the magic in it? It's fortified. It has nutrients and calories.
And it tastes good. I mean, even if you're a very hungry child, the food needs to taste good because children, no matter where they are, they can all be picky.
Salem says volunteering for a clinic like this one in Chad is where her nutrition mission was born.
The first time that I saw a 2-year-old that looked like my newborn at home, I realized that this is an incredibly urgent situation. That is something that I could never unsee or forget about. It stayed with me all the time.
The United Nations Children's Fund found that 155 million children under age 5 are malnourished, and the World Health Organization estimates that almost half of the deaths of children in that same age group are linked to malnutrition. It's a crisis, Salem says, is being fueled by two things.
Climate change is causing droughts, years-long droughts, and floods that are catastrophic. They're biblical, right? Like we've never seen before. So this is forcing huge amounts of people to migrate.
Andrew Kamara, vice president of operations at Edesia, was once one of those affected by conflict. His family had to flee Sierra Leone during its long civil war.
My two sisters and I ended up in Guinea, West Africa, as refugees. So we had to learn how to survive, how to stay resilient, how to fight to really make it another day. I think that experience prepared me for the work that I'm doing today. I felt like during my many, many years of living in a refugee setting and seeing suffering, human suffering, hunger and starvation and malnutrition and all kinds of difficulties.
And Kamara is not the only one working here who has lived that experience.
Many, many of my colleagues have been through the same path as me. They've lived in refugee camps. They were once hopeless, and today they're in a position of giving back to those same refugee camps. They take that job very, very seriously.
There's a life is saved for every time you produce a box.
Kamara sees each package as a box of hope. The Plumpy Nut inside provides meals for 2 months, enough to rescue a severely malnourished child.
These could be your children. These are the world's children, and we all have to be part of the fight to give them a life that is full.
Salem is now developing a product for pregnant women. She says it's not about treating malnutrition. Prevention is the priority.
We don't have the luxury of saying, oh, this isn't working so well today. Because, yes, we're going to get interrupted everywhere on a government level, a policy, a war zone that a truck's trying to get through, pirates in Somalia, you name it, we've had it, right? But how do you get around that? And how do you make sure? Because every minute counts.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Pamela Watts in North Kingstown, Rhode Island.